This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It's the caravan that people are talking about. Some say it's up to 14,000 people. Others say, no, we're talking about 7,000 people. Either way, people are walking from Central America through and on by Mexico to try to cross the border. The president's vowing that will not happen. It's a very strange sight to see. I have to admit, I don't know about you, but it's like 24 hours of surveillance as far as the, you know, it's fascinating in a sense because everybody I know, I'm not kidding, is talking about this. Two things. They're talking about the lottery. They're talking about the president's reaction to Saudi Arabia, and they're talking about this caravan and what do I think is going to happen. Are they going to be stopped at the border? Are there going to be enough border agents there? Are there going to be enough National Guardsmen there to say, you're not getting in? And is it fair? Is it foul? What is it? And will there be a shift in the midterms because of the battle over the thoughts of the American people on illegal immigration, and especially hyped up because of the march? I'll tell you this, more people than I've ever heard of are jumping in and voting. Those I voted stickers, they're everywhere. Not just graffiti, not just extras. No, I'm serious, they're everywhere. I've seen early voting in my own hood kind of off the chain, meaning longer lines than I've ever seen before. That was the whole idea of the early voting. Oh, nobody's voting. Midterm elections, presidential election, not in the middle of this. But there's definitely those who are voting early, and they're waiting in line to vote. Republicans say they think the midterms benefit them. Democrats say, oh, no, it benefits us. In the end, who knows? You know, what are the takeaways? What do the exit polls show? It's a mixed bag, I think, depending on where we're talking about, what state, what's up for grabs, that kind of deal. You know, one thing that's, well, a lot of races, it's Beto O'Rourke and the Ted Cruz Senate race in Texas is one that's garnered national interest in the polls daily. That changes as to if Beto O'Rourke is catching up or not, and where is Cruz, and is he far enough ahead, and it's certainly way too early to tell anything from that. And then there is the battle for Georgia, the Democrat Stacey Abrams and the Republican Brian Kemp. They squared off in their first gubernatorial debate. It also included a Libertarian candidate in the middle of that. And one of the big issues they were talking about was allegations of voter suppression. Abrams has said Kemp needs to step down after the AP reported that 53,000 voter registration applications, 70% of them from black voters, are on hold after failing to meet the state's exact match law. If you don't know what that is, quickly I'll tell you, because it always everything varies from state to state, right? When, especially when it comes to voting, Georgia's law requires somebody who's applied on a voter registration form to exactly match the information on a federal or state database. Who wins that one? She could win it. There has been a lot of blood drawn, I think, on both sides, by the way. And like I mentioned, it's mostly about the voter registration. Undeniably, the caravan will certainly affect many of the border areas because this is days and days of conversation about it. Mexico is saying fewer caravan migrants are taking part. Others are saying no, it's a huge group of people. So it's Central Americans who are moving their way through Mexico to forge ahead for this journey to the U.S.-Mexico border. But the Mexican government reported that the number of caravan migrants dropped to 4,500 people because some applied for asylum in Mexico or some are going home. How many claims have they gotten? Over 1,600. 495 Hondurans have asked to be returned to their country of origin. Wow. Who's participating? Is it 5,000, 7,000, or 14,000? But the president is saying, keep on bringing them because I'm going to send U.S. troops to meet them at the U.S.-Mexico border. And he's accused Trump has the Democrats and more of the left-leaning types of groups of financially backing the caravan. And George Soros' name constantly is coming up in the middle of this. Constantly. So will this make any kind of a statement? Will people get asylum in the U.S.? How many ultimately get in, if they can get in? I mean, there was, you know, this caravan has been going on for a while. There were a few hundred people even earlier in the year that made it to Mexico and through in April. But a handful compared to what we're talking about and looking at right now. It's like two different kinds of numbers of people. Just a wave of people. It's wild to see, and it could be to the advantage. I say could be to the advantage of the Republicans, even though the Democrats think that it will really benefit them. I think it depends on what happens at the border, how that all wraps up, how it all finishes up. And while that's going on, there are the cries about the journalist. You know who I'm talking about. Jamal Khashoggi. The murder before he, you know, Saudi Arabia, what the cry is that they started planning his murder before he vanished inside the consulate in Istanbul. Turkey has said they have evidence that clearly shows that the Washington Post columnist was killed in a premeditated and savage murder that involved at least three separate teams of Saudi intelligence agents. I mean, this case has shocked the world. It's raised suspicions that there's a Saudi hit squad that planned to kill him when he walked into the consulate, and lo and behold, he did not leave the consulate. So there's a lot of scrutiny going on. The president has been defending the kingdom lately, saying it's a plot gone awry, Khashoggi's death. Wow. Stay with us.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. Know that you feel the same as I do is a threefold new Sophian dream. You do something to me that I can't.
I think I hear Mahalo in the background. He's disappointed because we do know one thing, Mahalo. Damn boy. We do know one thing. He can certainly tear up the Mega Millions ticket because I didn't have one number. I don't know about you if you had any of the numbers, but the other picked up a ticket, and I think he was fascinated by the fact that it said $1.6 billion on the ticket. Thought it was shocking to actually see that, to look at that number and realize how bizarre that was. But it doesn't matter because we didn't even have any numbers. Not one, zilch, zip. The numbers, the Mega Million numbers were, perhaps you were luckier, 5, 28, 62, 55, 70, Mega Million 5. Because there's so much of a buzz over this. I'm going to say them again. 5, 28, 62, 55, 70, Mega Millions 5. I'm always fascinated by the people that can wait. You know what I mean? Like, you read the stories, and of course I've had them, you know, I've done them on the air. We were talking about some guy, oh yeah, he was washing this old coat. He was taken to the cleaners, and he found one of those tickets he had from 7 months ago, and then he pulled it out and realized, oh my gosh, it's worth millions. Who has that? I mean, you at least check at some point, right? You got to check. If you're going to play the game, you have to check it. I don't understand. No check-in? You know, you're not even curious? Like, eventually, I get not checking the second it's announced if you're not, You know, I got to know what it is right now. So funny. But the Mega Millions ticket might not have been won. We don't know. Because the prize results are not available yet. Not available. They will be later. $1.60 billion is a staggering amount of money. It is. And so the interest certainly rose for people to go out, run out, buy a ticket, just get into the lottery fever. My friend that was in the pool that I talked about before, her name's Annie, she said, oh, it was just fun because everybody's buzzing about it and everybody got this PDF. She said she got a PDF that was 17 pages. 17 pages of numbers. Who is the official checker and who is the backup checker? Who is it? Sad story, no matter how you feel about the politics of it all, and we've seen the switch now on the Supreme Court. It was timely that CNN did a story on Sandra Day O'Connor, because the former Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman to ever serve on the High Court, they did announce that she's in the early stages of what is likely Alzheimer's and is retiring from public life. O'Connor is 88. He was President Reagan's first Supreme Court nominee. She served from 1981 to 2006. She was a key swing vote for the most part. Her retirement, she was still in good health at 75, pretty rare for Supreme Court justices. But she did it to care for her husband, who had advanced Alzheimer's disease at the time. He died in 2009, and she was active raising awareness about the condition. And what she said in a letter addressed to friends and other Americans, she said, some time ago, doctors diagnosed me with the beginning stages of dementia, probably Alzheimer's. As this condition has progressed, I'm no longer to participate in public life. Since many people have asked about my current status and activities, I want to be open about these changes while I'm still able to share some personal thoughts. Wow, that is so sad, right? And she said, the final chapter of my life with dementia may be trying. Nothing has diminished my gratitude and deep appreciation for the countless blessings in my life. She said, how fortunate I feel to be an American and have been presented with the remarkable opportunities available to the citizens of our country. As a young cowgirl from the Arizona desert, I never could have imagined that one day I would become the first woman justice on the Supreme Court. During most of her time on the court, she was that vote that I said, a big swing vote. And, wow. I mean, really, it is fortunate for her. She's right. I said that before when we were talking about Supreme Court justices, whenever we're talking about it, because I've been doing this show for 10 years. So if you have been gone through the process and been appointed to the lifelong journey of being on that bench, and she, you forget about that she retired from public life and, you know, she still is an inspiration, and the condition or her illness can't take that away. But, wow, what a woman who used her mind, I mean, to think of, or any person. I've seen this. I've seen what it's like, the Alzheimer's, what Alzheimer's does to people. And, wow, it's good that was prepared. She was ready for that. Remember 2009, she got the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is the highest civilian honor, and she did give a few speeches here and there, but she wasn't maybe in the very beginning, but she wasn't bouncing around all over the place. And she was even in the beginning, she was the chancellor of the College of William and Mary in Williamsburg. And then she got that Medal of Freedom and, you know, all that sort of thing. So it's sad for somebody who uses, like I said, sad for anyone, but sad for anyone who uses their mind that way to have to deal with that. And smart to tie it all up, have the statement, and deal with whatever goes her way as far as treating the Alzheimer's and whatever they can, you know, whatever they can do for her to make it better? I guess that's the way to put it. I don't know about you, but it's so fascinating to me, this construction of the Titanic 2. Did you know they were doing that? There's a Titanic 2 that's going to make its two-week maiden voyage in 2022. It's a construction that's happening now of the replica. They had a little bit of a financial hiccup, but it was kind of held up. But now it's not. It's going to have the same cabin layout as the original. It's going to sail from Dubai to Southampton, England, then on to New York, tracing... Oh, there's just something about that. Tracing the North Atlantic route of the doomed namesake, which sunk in 1912, less than 3 hours after sideswiping an iceberg. So, same amount of passengers, 2,400, 900 crew, a modern navigation, thank goodness, safety technology, plenty of lifeboats. Well, that's good to know, right? But it's going to go on a few different places. It was being built in China rather than in Belfast, but it still will go on the original journey, circumventing the globe. They say it will inspire and enchant people while attracting a lot of attention, of course, because how mysterious will that be? Because it's going to look exactly like the old Titanic. So they're thinking that they're probably going to see some selfies of the King of the World pose. Oh, I don't know. There's just something about that that is, I don't know. It's kind of creepy. Would you want to, I mean, would you want to go on that boat and do that voyage? I don't know. Maybe it's not, because it filled your imagination with the stories, even as a kid. Of course, in school, I heard about the Titanic. I knew what the Titanic was. I knew what happened. And they still talk about the Titanic. And, of course, the movie made it even that much bigger. And with the new features, it's a whole different ballgame. I'll give you that. But it just seems eerie to trace it. Maybe I'm more superstitious, I guess, than I thought. All right, if you just popped on and you're saying, what are those lottery numbers? I'm going to give them again, believe it or not. Da, 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 da. If you have 5, 28, 62, 55, 70, and the Mega Million Ball 5, congratulations. You have won $1.6 billion. $1 billion is crazy. Even with the taxes taken out, would you want it? Would you want to be cashed all the way out? The cash option? Of course! We don't know how long we're all going to live. Stay with us.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your two-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Erdogan of Turkey says Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi died as a result of a premeditated murder at the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul. President Trump says he still wants to get all the evidence before taking the next step, adding that the Middle East can be dangerous.
You take a look. It's a rough part of the world. It's a nasty place. It's a nasty part of the world.
But if what happened happened, and if the facts check out, it's something that's very bad. At the same time, they have been a very good ally of ours.
Hurricane Wilma is aiming for Mexico's west central coast. The hurricane currently has maximum sustained winds of nearly 120 miles per hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So pleased to welcome to the show Anna Weber, who got this incredible book called The Doxa Method, Transport Your Fears into Success. And how perfect is it to speak with her right now as we are in a new year, 2018, and there are a lot of people who I think would be pretty receptive to having a method, a formula, a way to find themselves in a successful situation. So, Anna, thank you so much for coming on.
It's great to be here. Thank you so much, Kate. I appreciate it.
So what's really interesting about you and, frankly, awesome is that you've had a lot of C-suite positions. You've been a CFO, a CEO, a COO, a VP of sales. You're all about that top level. So how did you – let's talk about that first. How did you get to those top positions the way you did?
Oh, God. The journey has been quite interesting, I would say. First of all, I love numbers, and I understood as a young girl in college that every industry is a business. Everybody's in the marketing business, and every business wants to survive and thrive, and people are codependent on that paycheck. They're basically codependent on the success of the business, and I kind of developed this passion for business, and I got an MBA, and that's what led me to the various positions. But I must say that in order to understand an industry, and I've been in quite a few industries, you need to really work your way up from the bottom to the top. Even if you get a high-level position, it's very important to know the assembly line, the night shift, the day shift, what are we really manufacturing, what's the application, if it's a restaurant industry, who are we catering to, what type of food are really shine more than other types of food. So there is a lot of due diligence, and there is a lot of effort put in to reach and achieve that leadership position. It's not really something that happens overnight. Even if you have a degree, the experience talks for itself, you know?
Exactly. You know, it's interesting, too, because you talked about this. You brushed over this, the different industries, you know, starting from the bottom up, manufacturing, automotive, development, medical device, hospitality.
Right.
Just, wow, that's incredible. So you have a secret formula that people do, I think, really need and want to know. So tell us what people can do. What is the Doxa method that they'll learn in the book?
Okay. So working and holding these top positions and leadership positions, and regardless to what the industry was, whether it was clothing or medical device manufacturing or race car division, whatever it was, I've come to an interesting realization that most companies, they shared a common thread, a common weak link. And what was that? Time crunch, you know, if it's a service business or manufacturing business, you want to ship on time. I mean, time. There's such a pressure. There's such an intense time limit to everything. So time is the first one. Energy, how people keep, you know, the energy in the company. What is the level of the energy, the positive thinking, the attitude, the morale, all of that falls into the energy. And then, of course, the relationships. What kind of relationships we build internally and externally, and how are we nourishing these relationships, and how we maintain these relationships determine, of course, the success of the business. And the fourth one is money, but it's actually cash flow. And I'm very passionate about cash flow because it is people, various workers that, you know, have been with me for many years, they say, Anna always says, cheap is expensive, expensive is cheap. We have to be careful where we spend the money and we don't spend the money. So basically, those are the four areas where I've discovered that there's been hiccups and weak links, and we really need to tackle those areas in order to create the business success and happy people, just not to show up for work because, you know, I get a paycheck on a Friday or whatever that may be.
So it's interesting. So, you talk about time and energy and relationships and cash flow. Of all four of those, what do you think is lacking the most in companies?
Oh, that's a brilliant view. You put me on the spot. Okay, well, this is a phenomenal question, and I will go back to relationships. And I have discovered actually this is the relationships had such an impact and such an influence on the overall health of the business. You know how we want to be healthy, thrive, exit, whatever. So the healthy sustaining the business. Because what really happens when you have a phenomenal, trusting and lasting and very, very, I would say, solid relationships with the bank, with the vendors, with the customers, you can extend the terms. You can work with people in a fashion that you really show that you're genuine and authentic. I've never called for money and saying, oh, hi, Susan, you owe us three invoices, $28,000, then do it. No. Oh, hi, Susan, how are you? How's your area doing? Build these relationships, and most of the people I never really met in person. But they're looking forward to my calls, and you make my day. I kind of like when you're calling me. So I said, oh, by the way, I feel it's your birthday coming up. Yes, you're so right. But my birthday is coming up in a week. So what do I do? I mark the calendar. And then I call her for her birthday. And I said, Sue, happy birthday. I just remembered it. What does that do to that person? It's just awesome. So what really happens with relationships, you're creating that bond. And then with the bank and with your vendors and with your customers. And it helps you with cash flow. And people are much more open to say, you know what, I'm so sorry, I was supposed to ship to you this Thursday, I'm going to ship it to you Monday, how can I make it up to you, I'm going to give you a discount on freight, or, you know. So it impacts the money, the cash flow, it impacts the energy, and of course it impacts the time crunch. Everything is very much influenced by relationships.
Boy, I so agree with you. I'm so glad to hear you say that, Anna. I absolutely agree. We're speaking with Anna Weber, and of course we're talking about the Doxa method. And one thing I think is also so interesting is, and now we're in 2018, and you say the Doxa method will help bring you ease and free the anxiety. And we know anxiety is so big for so many Americans. So how do we shift that thinking, and what does that do?
Okay, so the Doxa method, believe it or not, I've been implementing and introducing it for many years, but for some reason it's never been called the Doxa method. It didn't really have a label, but it's something that it really worked. So what does the Doxa method actually do? And I think this is one of the most crucial, profound areas in our lives. So the Doxa method has four steps to it. The D stands for desire, the O for outstanding, the X is Xing out the impossible, and the last one, the fourth one, is allowing, the A stands for allowing you to be you. Now, learning so many years and going through so many life experiences, I would say the A is very important. When we are less judgmental about ourselves and we expect, we are not so hard on beating ourselves, why regret? Why did I do this? Why did I marry this person? Why did I gain 20 pounds? Why did, you know, there's always this beating ourselves emotionally and mentally and also sometimes, you know, even physically. So what really happens is allowing you to be you is just take that person in you, because, you know, Kate, I believe everyone is unique. Mm-hmm. Everyone has something to offer. Everyone is special. Everyone has a certain beauty. And the moment, keep in mind that I was raised and I was growing up in Eastern Europe in a communist country with tremendous insecurities and shy and I was an introvert. And I was never speaking up or speaking out. And was I allowing myself to be me? Of course not. I didn't even know what that was. So these are the four steps to the Doxa method. But taking it further, what does the Doxa method really provide you and offers you as benefits that you can tailor to fit your life regardless of where you are today? So the Doxa method is actually a success formula, Kate. What really is the Doxa method, it helps you to develop and empower to have a dialogue with your mind, a relationship with your mind, and ask your mind questions. And by doing so, you become much more liberated, more comfortable, and you engage in life very differently, and you shift and navigate your life in a whole different direction. So you ask questions, like, for example, I have quite a few sample questions in the book. It might not be necessarily always a question saying, I like coffee. Do you like walking every day in the park? You know, different questions. Or have you called, when was the last time you called your uncle and you said, you know, how are you today, John, or whatever his name is. So those questions and questions about yourself, what really is that it frees you and it allows you so much to be you. In a very, I would say, not only general, but in a very kind format. So people ask me, so what are the answers to those questions? The choices that we make. But living and breathing the Doxa method, you filter those choices. You marinate. If you come ever to my house, hopefully one day you will, mm-hmm. I'm a passionate about my cooking. I cook Hungarian and Romanian and Italian and some Asian food. So I can tell you one thing, Kate. I don't just take the package of the meat, whatever that is, and put it in whatever, a grill or something. No, I marinate it. So the flavors stay all night. So when I put it on the stove or on the barbecue, it has such a flavor to it. I had neighbors over for dinner Sunday night, and they said, well, can we have seconds? Can we have thirds? Because this food is really good. I said, it's cooked with love. So basically the choices that we make create our liberty in life. But when we filter them and when we marinate and we feel comfortable about asking more questions and getting more clarity, of course our choices are very different from the past choices. And we allow ourselves to be more who, you know, the people who we are, and we don't have so many regrets and so many judgments and blame and all and anger issues. And those obviously lead very clearly to anxiety. So 45 million Americans suffer from anxiety, and only, I think, close to 10 million that, you know, seek and receive genuine care.
Wow. I'll tell you what, Anna, we can't give it all away. We want people to buy the book, so we want them to go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Litfire, get this book. Anna Weber, you are tremendous. I definitely will take you up on that dinner. The Doxa Method. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Kate.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Very pleased to welcome to the show Terrence Hill. He's written a book called The End of War, Literary Work and Poetry. And Terrence, I have to tell you, I said this to you off the air, but I love the title of your book because, you know, basically what we're talking about here is matching the two, pretty much using literary lines, as you describe it, in poetry that would show that we, or suggest that we turn our back on war. So explain how you came up with that.
Well, I began 47 years ago when I was going to the University of Madrid writing a film treatment and a novel with the idea of unmasking the romantic glory of war, like Hemingway tried to do in A Farewell to Arms, and suggesting that that we not do war anymore.
Yeah, and you're right that that was definitely a Hemingway theme. And if you go back to those days in Madrid to where we are now and everything that's happened in between, are you surprised what's happened in the world since you came up with this idea?
Yes, and you know, this particular work, I was listening to Professor Stephen Hawking 5 years ago on television when I was in Europe, at the University of Cambridge, Stephen Hawking, and he said, we must end war. And that brought me to the title of this work and the literary work enclosed to suggest, like the president say, we're not going to fight a war with you. We're going to negotiate the great dream of peace now.
What do you hope that people take away from reading your book, that whole idea?
Yes, that whole idea of let's at least start talking about ending war on Earth.
And as you and I both know, there are so many other, if we take it out of the poetry literary mold and we went into society and looked at what's going on in society, it's so tough to make that kind of breakthrough, and we, and you see it in things that have been been written. What do you think it takes to move?
Hello, yes.
Yeah, what do you think it
You're
takes to move
that?
Terrence, what do you think it takes to move the needle on that?
Well, you know, I used to write to presidents and prime ministers and foreign affairs ministers, and I wrote to the foreign affairs minister of Canada once, and he wrote back to me, Terry, the goal and dream of Canada is peace. And, you know, I think this is the idea.
Yeah, the idea is peace. And we should say that you went to four leading Canadian universities.
I wrote to...
Go ahead, tell us where you went.
I wrote to the foreign affairs minister of Canada.
Yeah, the foreign affairs minister of Canada. And I was just mentioning, too, that you went to four...
You're breaking up.
Okay, so you went to four universities, too, as well, in Canada. Tell us about that experience.
Pardon me, tell what?
Tell us about that experience.
Oh, okay. I went to four leading Canadian universities, the prestigious University of Toronto, the Jesuit University St. Mary's in Halifax, the Laval University, the great French University in Quebec, and the University of Regina in Regina, Saskatchewan, where I grew up. So it was just a good education for me.
What was the most surprising thing, maybe not surprising, but what was the best thing that you took away from all of that education?
What I took away from all of that education, start with a premise that you don't know and open your mind to learn what I took away.
Wow. And do you think that's part of the problem of what we see today?
Well, I think the first thing our young people should be taught in college is that they don't know, you know, and open their minds.
Boy, I so agree. Who has motivated you the most of all the literary works out there, all the different poetry and whatnot that's been written about war? Who is most influential to you?
Well, I think the poet John Donne, any man's death diminishes me because I'm involved with mankind, and for whom the bell tolls, Hemingway, therefore do not ask for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee, and those influenced me the most.
When you sat down to pull this theme together and you had thought about it really since the 70s, that was your influence, how long did it take you to create this book?
Well, the book was written, there are excerpts from my literary works and poetry over a lifetime. So it took a lifetime.
Wow. And then, but making it flow and such, you did such a nice job of that and weaving that all together would have been an interesting kind of puzzle. Was it like putting a puzzle together?
The editor for the publisher did an outstanding job.
Yeah. When you put all, if you look at all your literary works, what are you most proud of?
This is the work I'm most proud of.
And you're most proud of it because it's been this overwhelming desire in your life, right?
Yes, yes. And the excerpts and literary work and poetry in it, Letter to God, Letter to Roland, all the Value of Life for the Story of Job. The story of Job is sort of my story over the last 8 years where there were elements trying to take away everything meaningful in life from me to turn me into a revolutionary. And at the end of my story, God said, I'm still Terry's God. And so that went on in my life, and that's printed in the book, Terrence F. Hill's Story, The Story of Job.
We're speaking with Terrence Hill, and you can pick up his book at Amazon and wherever great books are sold. The book is called The End of War, Literary Work and Poetry. When you were creating these works, as you say, it's like a, I think of it like a puzzle, as I mentioned, and you said the publisher did a great job in putting it together. Was there one particular piece that seemed to take you a long time to put together that you feel really nails this whole equation of the end of war?
I think maybe the cry of St. Paul. The cry of St. Paul but echoed down through the centuries and was heard by every people and civilization on earth for some kind of fairness and mercy and justice in our lives. I think that hit it for me.
Yeah, and tell people who don't know, and they, of course, can read it in your book, but tell us a little more about the Cry of St. Paul for those who aren't familiar.
Well, it's just that was the Cry of St. Paul. It was heard by every people on earth for some kind of fairness and mercy in our lives. And that was the cry.
Yeah, that sums it up so accurately, mercy, et cetera, in our lives. And do you think we live in a world where there's not a lot of mercy when it comes to war?
Yes, I think that we meet in Mother Teresa. The English cardinal said the countries of Northern Europe and Western Europe are becoming increasingly materialistic, and we needed a message of compassion. Mother Teresa brought that message of compassion. Today we have that message of compassion coming from the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, and from Pope Francis at the Vatican, the message of compassion.
In writing and taking the body of all of your work, Terrence, and then putting it together in a book, how has this process changed you?
Well, you know, it's humbled me that that God gave me the talents to write like I can write. I wrote about Churchill once that he had been given the pen of history. And what a thing to be given the pen of history. And so it's humbled me.
I like that, the pen of history. And I like the Churchill reference. And I want to remind everyone again, I'm speaking to with Terrence Hill, and the book is called The End of War, Literary Work and Poetry. Do you think if people turned more toward literary works and poetry, we might have more calm in the world? Because I think there is there's sort of a lack of knowledge on that front, not like it used to be decades ago.
Yes. The Bible describes darkness as a lack of knowledge. And the Bible also describes that the wisdom of poets cannot be purchased with gold or silver. So it is something that has been communicated to mankind throughout history. Most of the Bible is poetry, and the wisdom in this poetry is what we can still learn from today.
Terrence, what have the people around you said to you, the people who are close to you, about your book?
Oh, they think it's wonderful. They think it's wonderful. Bobby Silva, my friend who had two restaurants in Greenwich Village in 1962 that Bob Dylan would come into, that Peter, Paul, and Mary would come into, that Joan Baez would come into. Bobby has four commendations from the United States Senate, three commendations from the United States Congress. And Bobby said, just beautiful, Terry. Your work's in the heart of Terry Hill is just extraordinary. Bobby emailed me this morning that you are a national treasure, Terry, and we've got to protect you. So thank you.
Boy, that is high praise. No doubt about that. Bobby Sylvan, thanks for sharing that story. And I want to tell everyone again to pick up the book. You can pick it up at Amazon, again, where books are sold. Terrence Hill, The End of War, Literary Work and Poetry. Terrence, thanks so much for sharing your story and your works.
Okay. All right. Thank you very, very much.
Thank
God
you.
God bless you.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.